We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
It's $5 Friday, you bastards.
Hearing a hurricane is headed toward Southern California is going to be very confused, as I was, because it doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah, you got to go back to 1939, the last time we had a tropical storm make landfall in Southern California. So this is significant, and people are going to be caught off guard with this system. We're closely monitoring it, but this storm intensified by 75 miles per hour just in the past 24 hours. So it is a Cat 4, winds right now at 145 miles per hour. When will we feel the impacts? Well, the Baja Peninsula right here, this is part of Mexico, of course, they'll feel impacts by Saturday morning. But as early as Saturday evening into Southern California, certainly into the day on Sunday, and once again on Monday across much of the southwestern U.S. But this storm is going to encounter some significantly cooler water compared to where it's moving across right now. And this is going to significantly weaken the storm as it approaches California. But it's likely, and there's explicit wording from the National Hurricane Center, that this will still pack the punch of a tropical storm as it reaches, San Diego, perhaps into Los Angeles. Now, this is a game of miles. If this storm stays offshore, we have more coastal impacts, erosion, large waves, rip currents, and even the urban flooding just because of the proximity to the larger cities. But if it moves inland, it starts to get sheared apart by the Baja Peninsula. It brings the flash flood and wind threat more inland. Certainly mudslides and the flooding is a big concern here, as the potential exists for upwards of a year's worth of rain, if not more, out of this storm system within a period of a day or two, really.
It's like we're playing some weird ass game of, climate musical chairs. Jessica called me yesterday and she's like, isn't this why I left Florida? Like, she's in LA and she's like, aren't you supposed to be calling me, telling me that you're under a hurricane watch? Isn't it supposed to be the other way around? I go, I don't know, but if there's an earthquake in Florida, you'll be the first person I call. Because this is like the weirdest freaking summer of climate musical chairs. I've never seen anything quite like that. I mean, Oregon, you look at Oregon, 108 degrees in Portland, Oregon. Yesterday, I mean, you got wildfires all across Canada from the west to the east. They're trying to empty out a little place called Yellowknife. I'm sure it's gorgeous because, British Columbia, the whole northwestern portion of Canada, it's just, wow, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's stunning. I've only ever been to Victoria, the island and the mainland, and then Banff. In Lake Louise. Oh my God, that place is just, it's breathtaking, and now it's on fire. Oh, great. All across Canada. And so now it's 3 o'clock Eastern time. It's 10 after 3 Eastern time Friday. So the deadline for evacuating Yellowknife, Canada, in the Northwestern Territories is now over. You had until 12 o'clock your time, and it's 12 o'clock your time, 10 after 12 your time, to get the hell out of there. Because there's only one road out of there. It's just like Maui too. Maui, Lahaina. There's one road in and out. And so, that's why people were burned alive in their car. Oh, it's tragic what's going on. You can't hardly even keep up with it. I mean, and this particular hurricane, you know what its name is? Hillary. Hurricane Hillary, everybody. And it's not, MAGA's going to freak the F out. I mean, they're just going to lose their crap. They just are. The odd Republican in Los Angeles, they're just going to, they're going to blame, they'll blame her is what they'll do. I mean, here are the Democrats trying to solve these problems of climate change, making like serious investments. Every single Republican votes no. Every time we say, hey, this is, it's on, it's happening. Not only is the atmosphere heating up, not only are the oceans heating up, not only is, El Nino a thing this year, which is going to make it even worse. We should really do something about it. We should devote some money and put factories and change the name of the Rust Belt to the Battery Belt and start investing in some of the most rural, poverty-stricken places. By the way, I have to tell you, you know, if you're in West Virginia, I know you voted for Trump. Why? I have no earthly idea. Do you know that Mingo County, which is like, you know, eaten up with opioids and the whole, you know, deaths of despair thing? Really, it's a thing. It's a big thing. Two-thirds of the county of, you know, in West Virginia, Mingo, is unemployed. Two-thirds. So what did Joe Biden do? What did he do? He actually decided that he was going to have incentives for private investment to build a factory, in Mingo, rural Mingo County, West Virginia, and that's happening. That's on. And it's creating 2,000 construction jobs. It's a $3 billion project on a reclaimed coal mining site in Mingo County, West Virginia. And you got, you know, like Joe Manchin trying to block the implementation of the Inflation Reduction Act because he still wants his few million a year that he makes being a coal broker. It's so sad. It's so sick. But this this particular, you know, package of investment in green energy is benefiting the most depressed areas of our nation. And hardly anybody there has heard anything about it. How sick and twisted a ruse is this? I mean, a third of the population in Mingo County is actually employed. Countless lives, you can't even keep track of how many people have succumbed or, you know, their lives have been upended by opioid addiction. That's number two. And now all of a sudden you've got, you know, Adams, it's called Adams Fork Energy, and CNX Resources. They are building the nation's largest clean production facility there, a clean ammonia production facility there. $3 billion, creating 2,000 construction jobs out of the $750 billion you know, Inflation Reduction Act, the largest investment that this country has ever made in U.S. history to restructure our economy. And I swear to God, you know, you still hear Fox News blaming anything but climate change on climate change, anything at all, anything that they could throw at it. Now they're actually blaming the investment in green jobs for what's going on in Maui. How do you even get there? Well, you have to twist your body and your mind into positions that you've never even seen depicted in the Kama Sutra. You know, positions you've never even seen in any yoga manual or in any game of Twister, no matter how drunk the participants ever were. That's how much twisting of, you know, truth and fact has to go into creating this fiction. And believe me, they're doing it. They're actually freaking doing it.
Politics around climate change seems to be absolving people in charge of accountability.
Well, first off, the sirens went off for incoming missiles that never came.
Yeah.
Then when they need sirens, they don't use them.
Yeah, like in a nuclear disaster, yeah. Are you supposed to go to higher ground?
Yeah, there's
that's what he's arguing.
There's a lot of stuff going on here, including like why they waited on releasing the water and stuff like that. And a lot of it has to do with ideology, it sounds like. And when one ideology becomes the overarching principle, then all the other problems underneath it become less vital, right? So you have 111 people right now, I think, have died, yeah. Right? But let's focus on climate change. You see what happens there. It's like you have this horrible problem. All of these people died, but keep your eye on the big picture. The big picture is climate change. You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. This is exactly the ideology behind people starving to death in USSR, dying in China. It's like, focus on the revolution. Focus on the great promise of communism, the great leap forward. Just keep it. Who cares if people are dying?
Okay, I can't even follow. Okay, can you?
He's got to be the most obnoxious.
It's not even obnoxious. I'm trying to follow Mr. Obnoxious there. I'm trying to follow Mr. Haha. He thinks he's really funny. Really? But I'm trying to follow his string of thoughts and trying to understand, if I were a maggot, how I would be interpreting his remarks. If you're a maggot, please feel free. It's Friday to call in and explain to me. What is he talking about when he says people in China are starving and communism is great? And that's the same thing about what happened with fires in Maui. How does he even get there from that at all? I'm lost.